So this is a very good example, because it sounds ridiculously simple, mindless, almost stupid. Just be glad. Whatever happens, whatever question arises in your mind, whatever problem is in front of you, whatever feeling is disturbing you, put it aside and just be glad. Three words, just be glad. You could summarize it, take out one and just say be glad. You could get rid of two of them and just have glad, and the instructions understood. One word. Four letters. You can take out the A, G-L-D. Three letters is all that's needed. So it sounds ridiculous and simple and sure. Well, that's a safe bet. If he tells somebody just be glad all the time, they're going to start feeling good, and it's going to seem like it's a good technique. It's going to seem like a tool. It's going to seem like it works and benefits somebody. You can't go wrong with that. But that's not accurate. Somebody else could use that as a technique, as a method, and it won't transform them. They'll just feel glad a lot, and nothing happens. But for you, everything possible is contained in it. So this is a good example of the question you're asking tonight. I appreciate the question. It's no small question for most people. It's an important question for most people. The past haunts me. The past, even if it doesn't haunt me, I see how it affects me, and I'm trying to get away from that conditioning. I'm trying to get away from that effect. I'm trying to, all the teachers say, be here now. How do I do that unless I deal with the past, unless I can be free of the past somehow? It's a vital question. It's not the wrong question. But I'd be remiss if I didn't point out to you. I wouldn't be fair to you if I didn't point out to you that you've already been given your personal answer. The one that will work for you.
It feels like it's against my nature. You know, my nature is to...
That's not why.
Feel down or something.
That's not why. That may be true, but that's not why. See now. Think about it now. Hear me now. How this question you're asking tonight is absolutely resolved, answered completely, taken care of, by that previous instruction, that all-inclusive instruction.
Well,
if you be glad, where's the past?
I got you. Well, I'll give you a quick for instance, may I?
No.
Okay.
If you be glad, how is that not assimilating and laying aside the past? That is an active, practical method for doing exactly what you're saying you have a sense needs to happen for you. You'd like to do. I would like to assimilate the past, and I have the sense that that means, in a way, putting down the past, getting free of the past. You want to do it instantly, right now?
Yes.
Be glad. Then you've done that instantly, effortlessly, painlessly. You've done it. No other thing you can do will do it as quickly and effectively as that. Now, I'm a little bit being very unfair to you. I'm using you as a case study. I'm using you as the example of what us human beings do. You've been given a specific instruction that I guarantee you, for whatever my guarantee is worth, that I guarantee you will work and will absolutely bring about everything you hope for. But you do exactly what all us human beings do.